Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Real Victory Monday to all. I think late last week here on WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy, we were sort of prepping ourselves for a moral Victory Monday. Just hang with the Bills. Just don't turn it over. Just have Drake May look Josh Allen-ish on Sunday Night Football. Well, screw that. Just go there. If it ain't got blue on, knock the crap out of it and win a football game. And that's exactly what your New England Patriots did. Andy Borogalis with the game-winning 52-yard field goal. Patriots 23, Bills 20. And Drake May is not the toast of this town, Fitzy. He's not the toast of this region, which you can get six states to love you if you're a really good football player, Fitzy. I don't know if you've noticed on socials, but Drake May suddenly kind of the toast of the national football world and the entire football world. People talking about MVP candidacy. People talking about top five. Could he be developing into the best quarterback in football? This was a coming out party for Drake May on national TV, and viewers seem to like what they see.
Yeah, there couldn't be a more perfect stage for him, as it was game 17, completing one full season's worth of starts in the NFL, and on top of it, he went against the ultimate benchmark, the player that he was comped to when he was drafted, the guy that most Pats fans, national analysts, and football fans at large want to see him become, or at least be like, and that is your reigning MVP, Josh Allen. He wasn't just like him. He was better than him last night. Josh Allen looked like a turnover-prone Drake May from a few games ago or the middle of last season. Drake May looked the part of the seasoned professional, calm, cool, collected, and damn good. Mike Vrabel, congratulations. You got yourself a competitive football team. Drake May, congratulations. You are the belle of the football. And right now, Steph Diggs, congratulations. You're him all over again.
And for about the second time in, say, 14 hours, you, the listener, gets Fitzy and Hart to break it all down. Last night, around 11:30 to 1 a.m., you got Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show. Now we got WEEI Afternoons. We got a little more caffeine in us. We took a shower. We've had a little time to sleep on it, revisit it. And I think all the excitement of last night is only bigger, because you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, because you know, oh, it's only one game. Just like last week, it's only the Panthers, and this is only one game in Buffalo. I don't know how long you're going to say that before you just accept the fact you have a competitive football team. And yes, I'm here to tell you, as somebody that put my money on the under for the season, double-digit victories is in play for your New England Patriots. That is not crazy talk. That is simply analysis of your football team, where it is trending, and where its schedule is going in a conference where some injuries have even derailed some of the tougher games, and some of the easy games still look quote-unquote easy. They're not going to win them all, Fitzy. I've seen people get... So I'm acknowledging 10-plus wins. I've already seen people like, well, 12-plus could be in play. And it's like,
okay, maybe had you beaten the Raiders and the Steelers, 12-plus would be in play. But this team is fun again, and that is my biggest takeaway. I don't know how any Patriots fan watched that game last night. Hell, I don't know how any football fan watched that game and just didn't enjoy what you saw. This weird, sloppy game early. It was punts and turnovers early that turned into kind of like this mini shootout with it coming down to the wire late. It was a, stop me if you've heard this before, Fitzy, tale of two halves.
Ah,
in Buffalo.
Yes, I've heard that once or twice before, even more as recently as our postgame show last night.
It was the worst of times early on for the Buffalo Bills. They didn't score on their opening drive. Ted Johnson warned me, they always score on their opening drive. He also warned me that the Patriots always allow points on those. Didn't happen. Mm-mm. They turn it over. Ted Johnson tells me the Bills never lose the turnover battle. Guess what? They lost the turnover battle. And they even did so with Ramondre Stevenson putting the ball on the ground. We'll get to that later. But the story really is, I'm still where I was last night, Fitzy. You have a quarterback. You have a head coach. The team loves said head coach, Mike Vrabel. I firmly believe that. They love their head coach. They are all in on what Vrabel is serving up to them.
Oh, and so it's the opposite of when Tom Jackson said they hate their coach?
Exactly. Exactly. This team loves its coach right now. I think they are really growing to love their quarterback and trust him. And the rapport that he is building with Stephon Diggs, we heard him there. He is bringing juice to this team. I don't know if it's pink juice or apple juice or whatever juice it may be, but he is bringing juice to this football team. And more importantly, he's bringing the fact that he, I don't know, can give you 146 yards receiving, catch 10 of 12 balls thrown his way. I don't think we have to bitch about not having a number one wide receiver anymore. You actually have a number one wide receiver, Fitzy.
Oh, you have a number one wide receiver. And that number one wide receiver is someone that many people in town were dubious over his ability to even start the season without being on the PUP list. Is Diggs going to be ready for the season?
Nope.
Exactly how good is he going to be? Is he going to be able to go four quarters? They used the first four games to basically ramp him up. And last week we saw WR1 production. This week, inarguably the most dominant player on the field, not named Drake May.
So
Steph Diggs is all of it. And to your point, by the way, of double-digit wins now being at hand and people talking, I wouldn't say getting out over their skis, but getting hype back to that, like, April, May, oh, the Patriots, the schedule looks good. They've made some improvements. They have 12 games remaining, if I'm not mistaken. Eight of them are against teams. This is a fun little stat for everyone. Eight of them are against teams with zero or one wins.
It sounds like a lot of winnable games on the slate ahead. For the New England Patriots, on our slate ahead here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Patriots Monday, so you know what that means. We're the place to be if you made key plays in the Patriots game the day before or the night before. Marcus Jones, 3:30, will talk to us about his critical, yes, I'm calling it a critical interception, great takeaway from Josh Allen. That's at 3:30. We'll talk to the all-pro punt returner. And then at 4 o'clock, Drake May will join us. Drake May will talk about playing a very clean football game, a game where he wowed you with some of the plays he could make and didn't make any costly mistakes. He was able to play it somewhat tight to the vest, but then break free for some recruitment video plays, Fitzy, as I've been calling them for a year plus. None more so than, I would say, the two throws to Stephon Diggs. If you like a guy just rolling out scramble drill style down the field, you got that to Stephon Diggs. If you like a guy showing that horse collar be damned, I can throw with a 300-pound man hanging all over me, you got that as well. So Drake May, 4 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. But I just heard the end of Jones and Keefe, and people like, oh, pump the brakes. Oh, let's. Why? Why are we pumping the brakes? We lived through 4-plus years of misery, of ugly football, of not having hope, of when there was hope, it was false hope that you talked yourself into. Now, you have one of the quarterbacks that the rest of the football world is talking about, and not just fans. I'm talking about analysts. You brought up the guy, what's his name, Kent?
Kurt Beneke.
Kurt Beneke, who was not a Drake May guy, is now like, yeah, I'm seeing what Drake May can be and is going to be. And that's not even to take into account the Chase Daniel, the Dan Orlovskys, the Greg Olson, whoever you want to listen to right now, they all think Drake May is a superstar quarterback in the making. And he's a Patriot. So why the hell, Fitzy, when we had to live through Joe Judge and Matt Patricia and Bailey Zappi and the skeleton of Cam Newton, why the hell would we pump the brakes? Hit the accelerator in an electric car, take advantage of that torque, and fly your ass down the highway while you can.
It's because people have been burned recently. I think that they're scarred still from the last couple of years. And you would think that the success of the prior two decades would have allowed for a little wandering of the desert, a little suffering, a little inconsistency. But no, now all of a sudden, I've been hurt. The team let me down. It's been so miserable for a couple of years. You want to know people who know misery? Talk to Bills fans. Talk to Jets fans. Talk to Dolphins fans. One of my favorite things to do last night, we talked about it on the postgame show. I've been basking in it all day long today as well. It has been so glorious reading the Twitter feeds of Jets fans, of some Bills fans, and of Dolphins fans who all saw Drake May, Steph Diggs, Mike Vrabel, and company put on a show last night and beat the Bills in their house on such a huge night for Josh Allen in the iced out rivalry jerseys. One of the final games at Highmark Stadium 1.0 before on national TV they show off the new one that they're going to open up next year to such fanfare and acclaim. Super Bowl favorites. Nope, sorry. Patriots went in there and beat them, and I absolutely love it. Don't pump the brakes. Yeah, hit the accelerator, roll the windows down, light a butt, roll up your sleeves, and crank your favorite tunes, baby. Pats are back.
And I also love the tone that is being set by your head coach, Mike Vrabel, that he's not really surprised. He thought they were capable of this. He expected that they were practicing and trending in the right way in terms of game day execution. And that being said, you know players need some return on investment, let's say, right? Like, you work your ass off all summer long. You work your ass off all week long. They need to see it come to fruition. We learned there's no better place in America to learn that trust the process is stupid than the city of Philadelphia, where the 76ers trusted the process for so long and got jack squat out of trusting the damn process. You need to see. Yes, Dan Ball.
Now, Michael Lombardi is telling UNC fans to trust the process. What could go wrong there?
You know who tells you to trust the process?
Losers.
Somebody who has no results to show you.
Ah, gotcha. Losers.
Yes, somebody who's asking you to believe in blind faith. Just trust me. Keep paying me. Ah, this will work out in the end. I'm sure it'll work out in the end. That's who tells you to trust the process. You know who's not telling you to trust the process this morning? Mike Vrabel. You know what he's saying? Go watch the tape if you want. We just kicked the Bills' ass in
their
house.
Trust the score. Trust the result.
I love the fact, as he told the Greg Hill Show, he's not a fan of, nor does he believe in the word unbelievable, that nothing should be unbelievable, that you should buy into the idea that you can kind of... Well, that's good, though. That's great to preach that level of accomplishment.
I love that.
And that kind of mental strength to your players. Like, it's very important for them to believe, no, we don't need to wait a couple of years to beat Buffalo. We play our best game in their house or not. We can beat Buffalo. I think that's incredibly important to them.
I'll take that a step further. I don't think your New England Patriots played their best game. I don't even think they were close to their best game. And you still beat Buffalo. Now, the flip side of that is, I don't believe the Bills played their best game either. This was
they
a game that started out with both teams kind of slugfest, making some mistakes. But that was not a perfect game by the New England Patriots. A perfect game would not include Ramondre Stevenson fumbling yet again and forcing you to make a decision. How am I going to handle this? Am I going to trust that guy? Am I not giving them ball when he's out there?
Like, your hand was kind of forced, though, with the unfortunate injury to Antonio Gibson. No injury update on that yet, but I think you and I and anybody else with a set of eyes can probably agree he's probably Dunsky.
I mean, anytime you go into a tent, they look at you, tell you something, and you come out of the tent crying. I don't think they said, boy, you really missed you got a scare there. You're going to be fine. That's crazy how you didn't get hurt at all. I don't think that was the message that was sent to Antonio Gibson. The flip side of that, and we need to delve into this because this is going to be one of the stories, because I do think Mike Vrabel's commitment to support of players came to fruition before your eyes last night in Buffalo. Andy Borogalis, a guy many of us didn't want on the football team, a guy who misses a couple PATs, and you're like, this guy sucks. What's Vrabel doing? Why is he giving him a game ball in Miami? Well, he was borderline perfect in his job last night. He hits a 52-yarder that, as you said, Fitzy, probably good from 70. And then he nails the kickoff to take time off the clock with a return because we've seen Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, right? Wait, like few seconds
matter. 13 seconds. Does 13 seconds? Like Josh Allen's the first one to tell you that's all the time you need to stage an improbable comeback.
And I believe it took them like 12 seconds for the kick return that you took off the clock because Borregales puts the ball at the 2-yard line and forces the return. But Andy Borregales, the commitment and the investment from Mike Vrabel paid off. Couple touchdowns from Ramondre Stevenson. I'm not going to say he had the greatest game in the world, but he put the ball in the end zone when you needed him to get the ball in the end zone for the points you scored to beat the Bills. That is a coaching style I'm not sure any of us saw with Mike Vrabel before he was here. But it's
all thought he was going to be a much harder hard ass than he's actually proven to be thus far in his Patriots tenure.
And yet it has paid off in this modern coach through love and support and invest in the guys who are invested in you kind of mentality is paying off for him. But the penalties, they had a boatload of penalties. They had a 3rd-and-1 that turns into a 3rd-and-6. Like, there was all these key penalties, Verdarian Lowe, Hunter Henry, that cost you in this game. So there is room, and Vrabel said that immediately if you watched the post-game highlights from the locker room put out by the Patriots. Oh, we're going to clean this up. There's plenty to clean up from this, just like we do every week. And I think he, even though you say it, if you listen to him there, he's actually believing it. He's like, wow, we can play even better. And we just beat the last undefeated team in football playing this way. What if we play actually our best at some point? And what if we earn some faith in Travion Henderson? Because that's a side note here. I do believe the faith in Ramondre Stevenson is also a massive sign that they have no faith in Travion Henderson and putting him out there.
Yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't developed yet. He aced the college exam. He has yet to submit even a passing grade in their estimation on the pro exam. And that's fine. Sometimes there's a steeper hill. There's a steeper learning curve. I do believe, and of course it is still moral and actual Victory Monday on WEEI, but I do believe your New England Patriots very well need to be in the market for a running back to help supplement the room with Ramondre and a learning curve Travion.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going to lose Gibson, I think, so you're going to have to add a running back. Yeah. Yes, Stiz.
Any chance that this win could be a possible hindrance to the team where maybe the team almost thinks that they're better than they are? They almost get too much confidence.
Dan, grab his headphones and mic, please.
Next week.
No. Not with Mike Vrabel as the head coach. Not with the, we're not going to go back to that, but the modern version of the humble pie that I think will be served up to them. Yeah, that's my point. You had enough mistakes, enough penalties, enough ineptitude on offense at times in the first half before you executed in the second half. Hey, Drake May, how come you look so jittery in the pocket here? Why are you getting sacked? Why are you stepping up into sacks? Why aren't you being decisive? Everybody in that game has something they can do better, and that's why it's a beautiful coaching moment and coaching tape for Mike Vrabel. You beat the best team, and you weren't even at your best.
Because the Patriots were wiling out in the locker room last night. I don't know if you boys have seen.
They may have needed that, Stiz. Like, it was earned to a degree between Kayshon Boutte, Steph Diggs and company, Pop Douglas et al. They may have just needed that. I thought the same thing first, too, Stiz. Like, whoa, you guys are going to set yourself up for a letdown. Trap game incoming in 3-2-1 in New Orleans. I think Vrabel's the perfect guy to prevent them from doing that, number one. And number two, considering that the world did tell them, like, no chance. They were 8.5-point underdogs in Buffalo.
Whoa. The world didn't tell them.
The world minus two. The world minus three or four people.
Some people accurately predicted the game right down to its most finite details.
Yeah, funny, Andy. I was listening to Maine radio over the weekend, and I heard my guy on there making a prediction, and I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to come in on Monday and laugh at how wrong Andy was.
Let's do it then. Hell, let's say 31-28 Patriots.
Wow.
Done with a field goal late. Andy Borregales hits a game-winning field goal on Sunday Night Football in front of Bills Mafia, and Drake May beats Josh Allen.
How you like them
impressive.
Apples?
Impressive.
How many Millers in were you on that one?
Nope. That was early in the morning. That's caffeine-based, baby, right there. That's just coffee-fueled expert analysis. I had, unlike Fitzy, I had faith in the Patriots and Drake May.
I ate my humble pie with a side of Frank's Red Hot this morning. It was appropriately spicy, and I choked it down like a good fan.
617-779-7937. Reminder, Drake May, 4 o'clock. Marcus Jones, 3:30 on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Your phone calls, your reaction. Are we getting too positive? Are we too far ahead of ourselves with Drake May and these Patriots? Or or are they developing into a playoff contending team right before our eyes? Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the Patriots get the 23-20 win in Buffalo Sunday Night Football, and it seems all is right in Patriot Nation again. 617-779-7937. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football talking about Patriots wide receiver one, Stephon Diggs. Yes, Fitzy?
Andy, we talked at the start of the show about how the local scene, the national scene, is exploding with Drake mania, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. It's only Monday at 2:30 in the PM, and the algorithms and the bots and the AIs and everyone else that know your tendencies, your interests, etc. Holy smokes. I just hit the refresh button on Twitter. First tweet, Dan Orlovsky, that Drake May tape is something else at Patriots. Right below that, Coach Mac Brown. Some coaches that worked at North Carolina make sure to congratulate their players. So happy for Drake. Fun to watch him win last night in Buffalo like he did so many times at UNC. Love that kid. Next one, Emmanuel Acho. Drake May has officially arrived. If anyone doubts it, let me show you. Next one, Colin Cowherd. They check all the boxes as a playoff team. Tough, resilient, can win on the road. Excellent young quarterback. He is impressed. Next one, Los Talks Pats. Will Campbell dominates just one after another. Oh, my God. And then Ian Rappaport. It's insane. Like, the entire world is just obsessed and consumed by the Patriots right now, and I don't hate it.
My favorite part of it is that this is not just recency bias. This is not the stupid morning after when J.J. McCarthy, who's played eight quarters in the NFL, happened to have one good one and everybody anointed him with it after a single quarter, fourth quarter, after three bad quarters. This is four games. This is a four-game stretch here where Drake May has been elite. Drake May has been tremendous. I think he has played the four best games of his career, and you can order him how you like. I know a lot of people thought last night might have been the best game Drake May's ever played. We can argue about it. We can debate it. But four straight games. That's almost a quarter of a season. It used to be a quarter of a season, but they screwed it up for us by adding a game. So it's almost a quarter of a season, and he is developing before our eyes and producing before our eyes. So while the national people are hopping on board as a one-off, this is a four-off for us locally. You know what the outlier is locally? That first game where we were bitching about, well, he's got too much on his plate and he's afraid to throw and he doesn't know what to do and Josh must be scared him into not making plays anymore. Did he look like a guy last night who's scared to make plays? Certainly seemed like he made them.
Certainly it didn't look as scared when I watched him last night. No. As a matter of fact, the confidence, but also like just the ease with which he moved. Like early in the game, I was admiring the way Josh Allen moves and the way he can just basically flick his wrist and a 30-yard dart flies right out of his hand. Last night, rolling to his right, you're not supposed to be able to throw with that sort of like bend and accuracy the way Drake May did, but he did it time and time and time again.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And if you're watching all season long, on the current pace, you're going to watch Stephon Diggs catch a lot of passes for a lot of yards and not a lot of touchdowns. In fact, based on the current pace, he'll have zero touchdowns on the season. But Stephon Diggs, you heard Kyle Brandt talk about it. He beat the Bills and Josh Allen last year as a member of the Texans. Now he comes out as a member of the Patriots, and boy, was he fired up and juiced up. And Brandt is right. This is a separate topic for a different day, but let's put a pin in this. The Stephon Diggs experience has been really interesting so far. Really, really interesting. Good on the field, borderline great on the field after last night. And then all this weirdness off the field that we're not sure, is this a problem? Could this be a problem? Is this just a guy with an interesting off-field life and a celebrity baby mama, girlfriend, whatever she is in Cardi B?
Companion, we'll just say companion.
Companion. It's really interesting to me. Like the boat and the pink stuff and all the stuff on social media about whatever the heck he's into or not into or
wearing Mufasa at the Met Gala, for God's sakes.
And yet around the team, he's been really good. Like that press conference last night, even the press conference last night addressing his relationship with the Bills and Bills Mafia and his time there and all of that, or the pregame with Melissa Stark where he's like, I'm feeling nostalgic, or the mic'd up stuff where he's telling people, if it don't wear blue, knock it out tonight, basically. And then he goes out there and catches 10 of 12 balls thrown his way. That's a very efficient night for 146 yards, 14.6 yard average, 32 yard long. He's now caught a 30 plus yard pass in consecutive weeks. Really, the only thing he hasn't done is get his ass in the end zone.
Get himself a tutty. But right now, Andy, he is on pace. If I'm not mistaken, he is on pace for over 1,300 yards and over 120 receptions. How would that suit you for your WR1 that people were doubting the 23 big ones for?
That would be quite nice. That's, as I said, I can't be a fraud. I wasn't even sure he'd be on the field yet, or maybe he'd be like Jelani Tavai and make his debut in Buffalo, although for him that would have been a tough, interesting spot to make his debut with his new team, first game of the season. No, he's been out there since day one. And he's caught 29 of the 34 balls thrown his way on the year.
Pretty solid catch rate.
And awesome.
And also he's going to, I don't know who's going to make that money first. Whoever prints those T-shirts, we all we got, we all we need.
So let's listen to Stephon Diggs, who, again, there's a lot that goes into the total Stephon Diggs experience, but this sounds like a pretty mature, level-headed guy right here.
I was excited. I kind of spoke on it a little bit, father being nostalgic, doing a drive-in. came in a different interest this time, but, you know, I was happy about it, and I just was happy to be back playing football. It's easy to get kind of lost in the moment while you're out there, but just try to remain focused the whole time and, you know, be there for my teammates. It was lit, like, you know, prime time. I played here before. I've been on the other side. It was just electrifying, and I knew that it was going to be a test for us. Like, obviously, with the guys that we got, and, you know, we all new to each other. I think 9 new starters compared to 11 on offense. So going into a hostile environment, and the biggest thing is just the fundamentals and being violent, you know what I'm saying? Like, be the aggressor. It's going to be a hostile there. You know, it's a great football team. I'm trying to take the fight to them.
So Stephon Diggs, like, doesn't that just sound like a football player, a teammate, a leader, a veteran, whatever you want to call it? That's what he's bringing to the Patriots right now. And he's looking to do what he did. He has some experience with Josh Allen and when he blew up in his development. And now, at least for the last couple weeks, he's bringing that. He's bringing that to Drake May. And it's not a coincidence that Drake May is suddenly playing great football. So I know a lot of people loved the Stephon Diggs signing. I did not. I was dubious, both off the field, the age, the ACL, lots of things. I was excuse me. I was wrong about Stephon Diggs.
Whoa, did you hear that, everybody?
Dude has been a stud.
617-779-7937.
Let's go to the phone lines, work in your thoughts on Drake May, the Patriots, Mike Vrabel. I put a little poll out there if you want to go to @JumboHard on Twitter. Who has been better at his job through 5 games, Drake May or Mike Vrabel? The faces and the foundation of your New England Patriots. The results of that a little later should be interesting. Let's go to Joe in Melrose. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Outstanding game last night. I mean, it shows why you need a quarterback, an elite quarterback like Drake May, to be able to compete with Josh Allen, to be able to compete with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, a game manager quarterback can beat bad teams for you, but they, you know, you, eventually when you play the elite of the elite competition like Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs, you need an elite quarterback that's going to make plays. I mean, people are going to say, like, I mean, his play with a little more than two minutes ago when he was stiff-arming the 320-pound defensive tackle and then throwing it to Stephon Diggs was, like, dangerous. But the thing is, like, in a game like this, you have to make plays to win. You can't just manage the game. And, I mean, you can manage the game when you're playing all the bad teams, but to win a Super Bowl in the elite level, you need a quarterback like Drake May.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I agree 1,000%.
You talk about this last year, Andy, how the Patriots, so and the challenge with Josh, McDaniels would be working with you need a modern, hyper-athletic quarterback who can create with his legs, who can do things with his body and athleticism that the normal, prototypical, drop-back, pocket-based quarterback couldn't do. And then the follow-up to that, Your Honor, is did you not see that last night?
I saw everything I needed to see last night from Drake May. I really did. You know, that was an example. And the funny thing is, his stats weren't eye-popping. How many touchdown passes did he have?
He had a whole lot of none.
So we're anointing him. As Parcells would say, we're getting the bust ready and we're getting the gold jacket ready. We skipped right past the red jacket. I awarded him that last week. Now we're on to the gold jacket.
Now we're getting fitted for a jacket in Canton?
I'm just kidding. We're not, actually. He is getting a red jacket. Are you on board with me now? Everybody wanted to mock me last week. Can we all, as a show, agree that Drake May is a Patriots Hall of Famer? He is going to end up in the hall at Patriot Place. Dan Ball's putting his headphones on. He's got something to say.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a long soliloquy, so if you'll just give me a moment to go, no, we're not going to agree with that.
Wait, yeah. Why was it okay for Adam Schefter, who we'll talk to Wednesday, 3:45, to anoint Justin Herbert? I believe it was 3 years ago. He said Justin Herbert will be a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Who said it was okay that he did that? That's stupid to say as well.
Just do it.
That's just called a prediction.
I actually think I called it stupid at the time. But anyway.
Yeah, Fitzy, I saw your tweet. So Drake has now completed a full NFL season's worth of games after yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir. He is now game 17, a full season's worth of games was against Josh Allen, and he won. Yes, sir.
He's an extremely talented quarterback. He's taken a lot of steps forward in year number two, but Patriots Hall of Famer is I'm not even close to being there yet.
Well, you know, I don't mean it literally, right? Like, if he died today, I would not put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Then
right,
would you care to be a little more specific with what,
like,
you mean? Because it certainly sounds
all,
like that's
we're
what you
get
mean.
All Brian's song with this now, like Drake's gonna eat it. Come on.
I just think it's quite clear that his talent, ability, the long-term nature of his career, like, it's all there. He's going to be a Patriots Hall of Famer. It's just when, not if.
He has what it takes to one day potentially be a Patriots.
For example,
Hall of Famer.
by comparison, and I know Vrabel hates comparisons and others do as well.
Let's do one.
I would not have said the same thing about Mac Jones. Like, watching Mac Jones and what he accomplished through his first season as a starter, which led to the playoffs, which led to one of those cockamamie Pro Bowl appearances and all that, I would never have made this assertion. I'm basing it on what I'm seeing of his skill set, what I think his leadership ability is. Do we believe his leadership is evolving? Are we seeing leadership ability evolve before our eyes, Dan Ball?
I think we might believe that. I'm still not convinced his coach believes that. I believe his answer of what you want to see from Drake was some command. I believe I saw that over the weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I don't think his coaching staff is convinced of that yet at all.
Well, look, a hostile environment, big game stakes, the fire of Steph Diggs. These are all things now that are bringing out the best of Drake May.
617-779-7937. Up next, I'm going to ask a question of the boys and you. What was the best throw, best play of the night for Drake May? I have an answer to that that I think will surprise you. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. And Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC, and a little update, breaking news from Ian Rappaport, no sounder necessary. As expected, Antonio Gibson did suffer a significant injury last night in the win in Buffalo on a kick return. He has torn his ACL and is out for the remainder of the season, sources say, according to Ian Rappaport. So the entire room of running backs is one man down now. Now the entire room is the fumbler, Ramondre Stevenson?
That's not an overly catchy nickname.
No, I was actually thinking, I was thinking like the Riddler, the Fumbler, Batman DC Comics. But it's not really a nickname as much as it's a description of what he does. It's a factual description.
That's line one in the bio on the website, Patriots.com. Ramondre Stevenson, running back, in parentheses, the Fumbler.
Not on Patriots.com, but on a more unbiased website.
Football
yes.
reference?
Yes, okay. Football reference would
up
probably
there with his nine other nicknames that all of us never knew that he had.
Correct. But now you're down to the Fumbler and the rookie who they don't trust, which is a little bit wordier a nickname, but also paints an accurate picture.
Not quite as catchy.
Travion Henderson, who was sold to us as the perfect pass protector, pro-level pass protector coming out of Ohio State, has not been that. They don't like that. And he also fits the other addition here. Everybody fixates on the guy can't pass protect, the guy can't pass protect. You know what else Travion Henderson hasn't done?
Get open.
Made a play? What's the biggest play he's made in the regular season?
It hasn't happened yet.
They're all like 2 yards.
He has a touchdown, but it was like a 4-yard touchdown against the Panthers, and they were handing those out like, you know, free energy drinks outside of Gillette Stadium recently. So that's there has been nothing spectacular, nothing remarkable to his pro career, save for the first time he touched the ball back in the preseason, when the first time he touched the ball, he took it back 100 yards for a touchdown. Vrabel was even talking about him at his Monday Avail today, just saying that, you know, they're trying, it just hasn't clicked yet, and they're hoping that maybe kickoff returns will be a gateway for him getting more involved. But I'm telling you, they're hitting the wire. I think they need to make a trade for a running back, not just hit the wire and bring in some old stump.
Trouble is, there's a lot of running backs getting hurt already. There's teams like Arizona's been decimated. They lost like 3 running backs already.
Do not even begin to talk about Arizona and the Arizona running back situation. That hump, that absolute bozo, the one who, DeMarcado, who dropped the ball doing the touchdown celebration as he crossed the goal line.
He said it happens to the best of them.
Oh, does? Really? Is that what happened?
Remember when Emmitt Smith did it or Barry Sanders did it?
Yep.
Remember when they did that?
Yeah, remember Gale Sayers did it all the time back in the day. Bo Jackson? Yeah. Oh, of course.
They all drop it early. It's
Roger Craig. Oh, all of the best ones. Yeah. No big deal. Didn't cost me a massive 3-leg parlay. Son of a... got literally killed me yesterday.
So in case you missed it, Antonio Gibson torn ACL, out for the season, according to Ian Rappaport. Now we got to pay off the tees, boys. What was Drake May's best play yesterday? Nick Fitzy Stevens, I'll let you go first.
I could overthink this if I wanted to, but the third quarter roll to his right, 35-yard frozen rope that bent across the defense into the arms of Stephon Diggs was not only the best throw I've seen Drake May make this season, it's his best throw as a pro. The best play, and that even includes the 12-second get open end of the gamer against the Titans last year. That's the best throw in the NFL this year. And that's the moment last night I knew, I think they're going to win this.
That's a great candidate. That was a great throw. That was a fun play. Dan Ball, I asked you the same question.
Is yours not a throw?
No, mine is absolutely a throw.
It is a throw. Okay, yep. I was going to throw a dark horse in there. It may not be the absolute best of the best, but getting back to the line of scrimmage on Cole Bishop's sack at the end of the fourth quarter that kept Borregales in field goal range.
I think that is a great play, one that Mike Vrabel spoke about with the media earlier today, talking about how they've coached him for that and some of those specific situations, which we all know. We've talked about how young and inexperienced he is. He needs that. He needs those opportunities, so you coached it. Then the opportunity came up in the game, and he executed that. I think that is now entrenched in him. Like, that situation, you don't have to worry about him screwing that up. He's been there, done that, lived that, succeeded, but not my answer. Stiz.
I'm with Nick. That dime to Diggs. That was dirty.
So I'll throw out at least one more. I mean, the throw to Diggs short where he's got the guy draped all over him is just a massive athletic play.
Legitimately ripping his jersey as he's getting taken
Correct.
Down. Crazy.
But for me, the best play Drake May made yesterday was in the second half. It was the throw down the right sideline to Kayshon Booty in the cover two situation, the honey hole or the hole shot, whatever you want to call it. Because that right there, that is a throw that if he can make that with consistency, You're talking about elite. He may lose his legs a little bit. There may be a haphazard nature to the throw to Diggs short or even the throw to Diggs long, right? Those are athletic plays. Oh, you didn't see the safety. He comes over late. There was a guy on the sideline. The throw down the sideline is a pocket passing presence, a sustainable skill that if he does with regularity, I think that separates him from just as many quarterbacks as the rolling out, throwing out on the run. Actually, you know what? There may be more quarterbacks that can make the roll out throw on the run. I think, for example, Zach Wilson can roll to his right and throw on the run to Stephon Diggs on the sideline and make that play 30% of the time or whatever the number is. You know what Zach Wilson couldn't do? Stand in the pocket and hit his receiver between the corner and the safety on the right sideline for 18 yards or whatever. That was a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, big boy, pocket passer, you got yourself a stud kind of throw, Dan Ball.
I would also throw one in at the end of the second quarter in order to set him up to kick a field goal. Same kind of idea, but to Hunter Henry, throwing it over the linebackers
nice.
But before the corner could get there.
That was a nice throw.
It was high, but not too high to the point where you gave Henry a chance to make a catch because he sailed a couple of those in weeks past, so that was huge as well.
It wasn't Stiz Grimy high. It was just high.
I love those pocket-type throws, those repeatable type throws. I think those are the throws that truly separate quarterbacks. If you can make those on a regular basis, because I'm a big believer, consistency is what makes quarterbacks great. It's not great plays or great highlights. It's being able to roll out of bed and do it more often than not over a 17-game
schedule. Tom Brady could every Sunday run play action like nobody's business, could hit a seam pass with his eyes closed and dissect each and every given defense because that's what he did consistently, time and time again. Brady never had inaccurate days. Brady never lost the narrative as far as being able to throw the football. I'll also throw another play in there last night, which, you know, doesn't get any love because it didn't convert. But how quickly Drake May got rid of the ball when they were down at the goal line following the pass interference penalty against Diggs on Tre'Davious White. He zipped that ball to Hunter Henry, and if Hunter Henry didn't get locked up with Matt Milano, it was right on his hands.
No, that it should have been caught perfectly.
Probably should have been caught
by a guy that Tom Brady is calling the greatest tight end in the history of the New England
Patriots
organization.
For trolling purposes, yes. Should have been caught.
He could only kind of get one hand up because of the contact, couldn't get the other one up. But yeah, that was a situational elite play. Because I didn't think they had the time, actually, to get that done. But that's another example of experience, situation, Vrabel, Drake May learning, and the Patriots evolving in a 23-20 win over the Bills. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for our three-point stances. And today, I'm going to bring up a name that I think is already developing into an unsung hero. A guy whose name, I think he has a huge role with this team right now. I think he had a huge role in last night's win in Buffalo. And I don't think almost anyone is talking about him. I'll tell you who that is next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.